Hi, I'm Teresa White, ex-corporate recruiter turned career clarity expert, 5-time certified career coach, and a certified Spark Intent advisor. Not too long ago, I was stuck in a purposeless job, drained from 50-plus hour work week, and browsing job bars with no clue what I was looking for. Fast forward, have a huge breakthrough in self-discovery, and you'll see the life I have today. One filled with meaningful, energizing work that I absolutely love. I created the Career Clarity Unlocked podcast to give you actionable advice and help you find a career that energizes you and fills you with meaning and purpose. If you're a woman ready to transition into a fulfilling career that realizes your full potential and fills you with joy, then you're exactly where you need to be. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Career Clarity Unlocked podcast. I am so excited that you decided to join me here on this very first episode of my brand new podcast. And I'm so glad you're here because we're going to be talking about the basics of career clarity today and explore the powerful Spark Intent assessment, which is a free 10-minute tool that offers actionable insight into what energizes you and what drains you. One of the key pieces of information you need to find a career that really brings you joy and fulfills you. And I chose this topic today because I know so many of you want to find that career that excites and fulfills you. But let's be honest, it can be really overwhelming to figure out where to start. And to start us off, I want to take us back to my own story. So going back 5, 6, 7 years ago, not too long ago, and back then, I was in a job that felt like a dead end. I was working long hours, like 50-plus hours a week. I felt unappreciated and quite disconnected from my work. I was good at what I was doing. I was hitting all the goals, exceeding all the goals, top on the matrix. But deep down, I knew that wasn't the work for me. That wasn't what I was meant to do. And I had so much more to offer than this monotonous work that I kept doing every day that just left me feeling so unfulfilled, but I didn't know what. And every Sunday evening, I felt this sense of dread about the work week ahead. And I felt stuck because, yes, I took every assessment out there in the world, but nothing told me like, okay, this is what you're meant to do. This is where to go next. It gave me information and clues, and some of them were helpful and others were not. But it didn't seem feasible. Oh, okay, I should be a statistician, showed up on one of the reports. Can't just go back to school today and start a new career. I can't give up everything I worked so hard for. I can't give up my salary, my benefits, everything I worked so hard for to that point to start over. And it wasn't until I stumbled upon tools like the Spark Intent assessment that I began to really understand what truly motivated me and how to align my career with that inner drive. This assessment revealed so much about myself, and suddenly my whole life made sense. When I took the assessment, I was already a career coach, but I was still not sure, is this where I fit in? Is this where I belong? Is this really what I'm meant to do? I like doing it for now, but is this it? And then I took the Spark Intent assessment. It's a free 10-minute assessment that you can take on sparkintent.com. When you take the Spark Intent assessment, it gives you the results of your primary Spark Intent, your shadow Spark Intent, and your anti-Spark Intent. In my case, my profile was that my primary Spark Intent is a scientist, which means that I love to solve problems. I love to figure things out. And just that, reading it, I was like, wow. It was such a huge aha moment for me of, yes, this is what I've always loved to do. This is who I'm at my core. I've never felt this understood and seen and heard before of, yes, this is me. This is me to my core. I love to figure things out. I love to solve burning questions. I love to really go after these big, important questions and figure it out. My shadow Spark Intent is the essentialist. Also absolutely makes sense. The essentialist is someone who loves to create order from chaos. since that is my shadow archetype, it is what I love to do as much as I love solving problems, figuring things out, but I'm really good at it. And I can take a humongous amount of information and data and fact and organize it in a very coherent way that makes a lot of sense. And it's easy to digest systems, processes, order. And that's what I tap into to be even better at solving problems, which is what I love to do. And it also clarified for me, once I had my assessment results, why there are certain tasks that felt like that heavy lift that felt really draining to me, even though objectively they are not that hard. And it explained why some things really energizing me and satisfy me and fulfill me, no matter if, even if they are really hard. And that self-awareness was the first step in my journey that I was like, now I know what I'm meant to do. And I want the same for you. So let's get right into it. The Sparkadite assessment is designed to help you understand the core impulse that drives your work and your life. As I said, it's free and takes about 10 minutes to complete. If there's one assessment out there that I want you to take, it is this one. And the Sparkadites originated from the decades-long experience of award-winning author, teacher, wellness industry innovator, founder, and business advisor Jonathan Fields. He's absolutely incredible. And if you're not following him yet, I highly recommend you do. Again, his name is Jonathan Fields and his podcast is The Good Life Project. Jonathan Fields describes the Sparkadite as the unique impulse for work that makes us come alive. You want to think of it as a source code or a DNA level impulse that exists across all facets of our lives and that inspires us to do work, often hard work, for no other reason than the feelings it gives us. This is our Sparkadite. And this assessment empowers us not to only understand who we are and what we do, but also how we contribute to the world on a very different, more intentional, and more fulfilling level. Once we better understand what makes us come alive, as well as what empties us out, we're better able to steer our works and lives in that direction. And the breakthrough for me came, as I shared earlier, my results showed that I'm a scientist. I love to figure things out. And it rang true to my core. And then the first question I generally ask people after they take their Sparkadite assessment is, first, does it resonate with you? I'm not going to fit you into a box that doesn't fit you. That's not the goal here. But the goal is to explore ourselves deeper. And so I asked myself that same question. I was like, yes, it resonates very deeply. This is what energizes me. And then I asked myself, when did I get to feel that feeling of being alive and energized and in the flow? Because that is what our Sparkadite makes us feel. According to Jonathan Field, the more a person's work aligns with their Sparkadite, the more likely they are to feel energized and excited. They sense that what they do matters. They experience flow and are fully themselves and able to perform at their full potential at work and in life. So there's actually five categories that your Sparkadite and doing the work of your Sparkadite aligns with. One is being engaged and expressed. I feel energized by the work and excited to dive in. That is 100% true for me when I solve problems. Number two is being powered by purpose. My life has a clear sense of purpose and direction. I feel that when I solve a problem that's near and dear to my heart. I'm fueled by flow. I become deeply absorbed in my work and lose a sense of time. 100%. That's what happens when I figure out something. Come alive with meaning. My work feels deeply meaningful, like I'm doing something that matters. Yes. And performing at your best. I feel like I'm performing at or close to my full potential at work. And this was the most important factor for me, the full potential. Because throughout my career, I always felt I'm good at this, but I could do more. I have more to give and I want to do more, but what? And once I took the Sparkadite assessment, that what for me was solved. As I mentioned, I was already a career coach as I took the Sparkadite assessment. But when I asked myself, What are the moments that really make me come alive, where I'm in the state of flow, where I'm feel I'm using my full potential, where I'm alive with meaning, feel purpose, feel engaged and expressed? It's clearly the moments when I solve or help others solve the question, figure out and solve the burning, burning question of what are they meant to do? That huge question that I couldn't solve for myself for such a long time until I learned and gained the tool. Now I have the tools to help others figure this out. What is their ideal next career? Where are they going? How do all these puzzle pieces fit together? The piece of their experience, their piece of their education, the piece of their archetype, their skill, their accomplishment. How do all of these fit together into one ideal career that truly makes them come alive? Because when you figure out what it is that we want to do, getting there becomes so much easier. Most of us in our careers, we don't struggle because we can't get there. Yes, that can be a challenge, but way more often it's the underlying thing. We actually don't even know where we want to go. And sometimes we try so hard and bump into walls and barriers and feel like we can't go there. But maybe that isn't where you actually deep down want to go. Maybe society tells you that, yes, this is the path for you. This is where you should be going because your parents say that, your neighbors say that, your society, our culture says, this is a respectable career. This is where you're meant to go. And then you try and you try to squeeze yourself into that box that society put there for you and that you want to perform well and you want to make your parents proud. But somehow it doesn't fit and we bump into these walls and can't progress. And that's because we're misaligned. When we take a step back and discover what is it inside of us that really wants to bloom and come out and express itself, and how can we tap into that potential we have and then combine it with our experiences and skills and accomplishments. Now, what does that career look like? The career where we feel engaged and expressed, powered by purpose, fueled by flow, a life with meaning, performing at our best. Once we know what that is, it becomes so much easier to find that and make that a reality. As I mentioned, the Sparkotype profile has three components to it. Your primary Sparkotype, your shadow Sparkotype, and your anti-Sparkotype. Now, it's very important to note that it never tells you what you're good or bad at, but it tells you what energizes you and what drains you. So when you think of yourself as a battery, when you do a certain type of work, does that energize you? Does that fill your battery? Or does it drain you, leave you feeling empty and depleted? That is the key difference. So in my case, the primary Sparkotype, solving problems, figuring things out, that makes me feel excited, inspired, and on purpose. And depending on the Sparkotype of your unique Sparkotype, and over the coming episodes, we're going to be diving into all of them in more detail. Maybe it is learning and researching that gives you that feeling. Maybe it is teaching others that gives you that feeling. Maybe it is creating things. Maybe it is mentoring and guiding others. Maybe it is performing. There are so many different impulses that we have that make us come alive. And then it can also be expressed, even though me and another person, we might both love to figure things out and solve problems, but then the types of problems you're drawn to can be quite different. So it is very unique to you what it is that makes you feel excited, inspired, and on purpose. Your shadow Sparkotype, the second Sparkotype in your results, the shadow Sparkotype, is often the work you do in order to be able to do the work of your primary at a higher level. So many times I talk to people whose career revolves around their shadow Sparkotype, and they are really good at it. But somehow there's a lack of fulfillment. They somehow don't feel this is it. They're really good at it, but it's not it. But what is it? And it is because they do their work of their shadow Sparkotype. So if you go back to my example, my shadow is the essentialist, creating order from chaos. I'm so good at it. I could organize things all day long. You can give me bunch of data, a bunch of information, and I can sort through it and create a system and a process. But if that is all I do, I feel that I'm good at it, but I don't feel fulfilled. I only feel fulfilled when all of that work then helps me to figure something out or to solve a problem. And think about that for yourself. When you take the assessment, is there something that you're really good at? And you do it a lot, but it isn't that it still leaves you feeling wanting something. It's not that fulfilling end all be all where you're like, oh, this felt so good. But when you do the work of your primary Sprecher type, that is also the feeling that we get. Now, the third part of our profile is the anti-Sprecher type. And that represents the work that is the heaviest lift for you. It takes the most out of you and it requires the greatest amount of recovery, even if objectively it's not that hard. We all have an anti-Sprecher type. It doesn't mean we're bad at it. Not at all. It does not mean we don't care. It's simply a heavy lift. We're all humans, if you like it or not, and there are things that energize us and there are things that drain us. That's the reality of it. My anti-Sprecher type is the advocate. The advocate means champion and giving voice to others. Now, I care a lot about other people. I care a lot about the environment. I care a lot about animals. I'm really passionate about a lot of these topics. But what I realized after I took the assessment is that the act of giving voice and speaking up for them isn't what energizes me. I had to do some of that in my old role as a recruiter, where I spoke up and advocated for Canada, or advocated to bring more women in, advocated to bring more minority groups into the workforce. But because that isn't my natural inclination to speak up and give voice, most of the time default to my primary Sprecher type and say, okay, we have a problem. How can we figure it out? There's not enough women here in leadership. That's a problem. How can we figure that out, that problem out, and solve it? That comes to me naturally, versus it doesn't come as natural to me if I say I'm speaking up on behalf of them and giving them voice. It's much more natural for me to be like, okay, this is a problem. How do we solve it? So just because something is your anti-Sprecher type doesn't mean you don't care, that you're not good at it. It just means to be aware of it and then finding a way to work with it. The most common anti-Sprecher type is the performer. And the performer is someone who comes alive and they enliven a meeting or a situation, or then they perform on stage, they enliven and they engage others and they love being in the spotlight. And that can be quite a heavy lift for many people. Not a surprise, because the second biggest fear of humanity, except for dying, is public speaking. So no surprise, that is the most common anti-Sprecher type. Now, it doesn't mean that you can never lead a meeting or speak on stage. It just suggests that is going to be a little bit more draining for you, or a lot more draining. Maybe you are a public speaker and you love sharing information. You love educating others. And you love doing that on a stage because you get to share your knowledge. And that sharing of knowledge and seeing the light of discovery turn on in others is incredibly fulfilling for you. But at the same time, the act of being the spotlight and energizing and enlivening this meeting or this group or this performance is draining. So there is a very energizing part to it and a very draining part to it. It helps to recognize that and be aware of it. The solution might not be to never do it again, but the solution might be, depending on the individual and what works for them, is, okay, I know that this is draining for me. Being on stage is draining for me. So I want to do this for no more than 2 hours a week, 4 hours a week, 5 hours a week, whatever is your personal comfort level with it. Also, I know that I like to be very prepared going into these instances. So I'm giving myself the time to prepare for it. And then I know that I'm going to be drained after. So I'm going to give myself time, if your workday allows, to recover from this. Maybe that's a 10-minute walk in nature. Maybe that is sitting down for a coffee and just disconnecting from the heaviness of the work you're doing. Maybe it is doing a 10-minute meditation. Maybe for some it is you need a couple of hours of time to yourself without other people around so to really come back alive. Or maybe it is a good conversation. But that awareness really helps you to manage your energy level and not have that draining work overtake you. Because what can happen is when we're doing work that is the heavy lift for us and drains our energy, and we do more and more of it without ever filling our batteries, that's when we become into unhealthy patterns, and it can even lead to burnout. So, key points to understanding your sparkle type and what makes you come alive and what energizes you. First of all, as I already suggested, take the sparkle type assessment. If you take just one assessment, it is this one you gotta take. And then really understand, how does your primary sparkle type show up in your work, paid work and unpaid work? What are the moments where you do that work and you feel really alive and excited and fueled by purpose and flow? And then think about your shadow sparkle type. When are the moments where you really did that type of work and how did that make you feel? And then also think about your anti-sparkle type. When were you asked to do that work, or when did you do that work, and how did that leave you feeling? And once you have an understanding about what are the things that energize and excite you and what are things that drain you, and growing your awareness around it, and this is not going to be a one and done exercise, but a continuous awareness exercise where you become aware of activities that energize you and activities that drain you. And I love to suggest to clients to keep a journal for a week or 2 weeks and write down throughout the day what you did and how that felt, if it was energizing or draining. Don't judge how good or bad you did it. I led the meeting. The meeting was great. I got great feedback. Amazing. But how did you feel? Take a moment and reflect. Be like, while I enjoyed it, I felt really drained after. That is a clue. What about it was draining? Was it being on stage and front and center? Or was it that you had to explain a lot and people weren't understanding it? Was it that there were problems that no one could figure out or solve? What about it was the draining thing? Now you're getting a level deeper about figuring out, okay, this is what drained me. And the same for things that energize you. If you have a conversation, you're like, I left this conversation so energized. What was it that was so energizing? Was it because you were able to guide and mentor someone, and you were able to provide a safe space and listen to them and make them feel heard and seen, and you were able to actually really help them have a breakthrough and see their next step of how to move on? That is incredible information if that is something that energizes you. And as you take note of these energizing and draining elements of your life and tasks, you will start to see pattern emerging. And now when you go look at your career, you can see, okay, the tasks I do day to day, how much of that falls into the draining work and into the energizing work? And then think back to the most energizing things you've ever done at work. What would a career look like if you got to do more of this? If this is what your work would revolve around? That's usually when my clients get really excited and they're like, oh my God, yes, if I could do this the majority of my time, yes, I would love it. And then the key becomes to finding work that aligns with it, because then it isn't just work that pays the bill, but that it becomes work that fills you with purpose and joy. Sometimes this could be a tiny pivot. Maybe you're in a role that you already enjoy, but there's aspects of it you can lean into more. Maybe it's a little pivot of taking on additional projects and maybe having conversations with your manager about slight changes to your role and responsibilities. Maybe just taking on another internal role, or maybe it's a 180-degree career change. But the key is to identify what energizes you and then find the work that revolves around that. And as I already said, in the coming episode, we're going to be diving into the Sparkletype profile from lots of different people, from entrepreneurs, from job seekers, from leaders. And I'm so excited for all the conversations we're going to have and the insights that those are going to unlock. But if you like this episode today and you want to dive deeper into understanding your unique drivers and how to apply this knowledge to find a fulfilling career, then definitely make sure you're subscribing to this podcast and join us again for the next live episode next Wednesday. And also, you are welcome to head over to my website, careerbloomcoaching.com/consultation. And this is the place where you can book a free 30-minute consultation with me. Thank you so much for joining me today and being part of this very first episode of Career Clarity Unlocked. I'm so excited to embark on this journey with you and help you find work that truly lights you up. Because your career should truly be a source of joy and not just of stress. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward toward clarity and purpose. Bye for now.